Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Sherry Dillard with Intuit University, and I'm so happy you're listening in today. It's a beautiful day here, and I hope you're having a great day. We're going to talk about energy relationships today, and we're going to do an exercise, which I'm determined that we get to. We're going to go into that. Before we begin, I want to just let everybody know that I'm also going to take calls today. So if you would have a question, concern, or if you'd just like to talk about anything in the realm of intuition, awareness, psychic ability, please feel free to give me a call. The number here is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. And like I said, today we're going to talk about energy, relationships. We're going to talk about how to let go of relationships. You know, that's one of the most common things I work with people is people in relationships who are having a hard time letting go. They're not happy, or they kind of have their own intuitive sense they need to move forward, but they just seem stuck and unable to go forward. And it doesn't even mean necessarily breaking up with a partner. It's also in the relationship. Sometimes relationships can get stuck. And even though we know that we can be experiencing more love, more joy, and happiness, we keep going back to kind of the same problems or issues, and we just can't seem to maintain and move forward into a better, more positive place. So we're going to talk about how to shift that pattern too. Before I do that, I did get I have a couple questions that someone emailed me that I'm going to go into, because they're kind of good questions for everybody. The first question is, why do you ask callers for their birth dates? Just curious. Not only do I ask callers for their birth date, I always, whenever I do a session with anyone, I always get their birth date before I check into their energy field. The answer is, I actually don't know why I do that. I do know why. I do it because it for whatever reason, which I don't quite know, it helps me center in that person's soul energy. I didn't used to ask for birthdays. Well, not for long. I mean, I've been doing it for most of the time I've been doing readings. At the very beginning, I didn't ask for birth dates. And I can't remember exactly why I started doing it, but I remember when I first began doing it, it was kind of amazing to me how much more centered I felt with someone's spirit. I wasn't just getting information for them on a personality level and on the day-to-day. I was certainly still receiving that, but I was able to kind of really go into a deeper way into their soul, spiritual energy, and see them as kind of the bigger picture, why they came here, what they're doing purpose-wise, what they're learning. So it's helped me tremendously to get birth dates. So that's kind of why I do it. I'm sure it has something to do with, I'm not an astrologer, but I'm sure it has something to do with, you know, kind of the planetary and star influences that were, you know, kind of helping us to come into the physical life, and that kind of imprinted in our energy field at that time. It's a soul connector. The next question that someone sent me, same person, is, and this is a good question, it's a fun question, and it does come up every now and then that somebody will ask me and wonder if someone that they love, a loved one who has passed over, may have reincarnated already, and they're not going to be able to connect with them. And, you know, I have been giving readings for many, many years, over 25 years. And in that entire time, I have only had a soul on the other side not be able to come in because they've reincarnated, I think, 3 times, which is not a lot. It's very rare. We tend to incarnate as soul groups with the same people that are in your life now, parents, grandparents, your children, your friends, the people around you, even in a bigger scale too, in terms of people we don't even know. But we tend to kind of come in and work with the same souls over and over and over and over. And people generally don't incarnate until for a few generations. So, like I said, it's only come up a couple of times for me. And I'll tell you one time that was actually kind of an interesting session. It was a woman who was in her 80s. She came in with her daughter. And she wanted to connect with her brother who had died in a war when he was in his very early 20s. And I asked for him, and he didn't come in initially. I asked for his spirit. And I kept seeing a young boy in a baseball outfit. And I described the boy to the woman and actually even told her the color of the baseball outfit and felt like he really loved baseball. And he looked to me in this image I kept seeing about 8 years old or so. And she said, "No, that's not my brother. I don't think that's my brother," she kept saying. But she said, "But it perfectly describing my grandson. He loves baseball. And that's the color of his baseball outfit. And that's what he looks like, the way I had described him." So what I realized was that her brother had incarnated into her grandson. And it had been a long time because he had died, like I said, about early 20s, and she was in her 80s. So, and it was nice because he had incarnated right into the family again. But that was unusual. Like I said, doesn't happen very often. And when it does happen, I found the couple other times, it generally is true that we will incarnate within our families. All right, so let's get to energy here, energy and relationships. You know, we all know how important it is to have honest, open communication for a successful relationship. You know, other things too, certain things we have in common and all kinds of good things that really help relationships. But one of the things that we don't talk about so much is the energy communication. Energy communication is actually just as important as verbal communication because we're always constantly emitting energy vibration, our thoughts, our emotions, our beliefs, the truth of who we are. It's who we are. It's in our energy field. It's in that, you know, wonderful orb of energy that always surrounds us. And when we're in a relationship with someone, their energy field is always kind of merging with our energy field. And so we are always connecting to others in nonverbal, non-physical ways, especially those who we connect with in a love relationship or a family relationship of any kind. And when we come back, we're going to take a break in a minute, but when we come back, I'm going to talk about what those kinds of energy connections can be like when we merge with someone energetically. What happens when that merging becomes kind of toxic or gets us stuck, and how we can release that. We are going to take a break in just a minute. And like I said, we'll come back and we will talk about that a little bit more. I'm Sherry Dillard. If you want to check out my website, it's www.sherrydillard.com, and we will be right back.
tuned into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hello, everybody. You're back with Sherry Dillard. We're talking about energy and relationships, and we're talking about how we connect on an energy level with others that we're in relationship to, and the kind of the energy ties that we kind of get bound into in that way. I'm going to continue with this. We do have a caller I'm going to take right now, and then we'll get back. Brian, who do you have for me there?
Well, I have Hitomi from Portland, right. Oregon. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Brian.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. I have read both of your intuition books, and I'm proceeding slowly with Mother Mary's A Miracle Worker book.
Nice.
And they're
so
all
happy.
Fabulous.
Well,
thank you
so
for
sweet.
Your great work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that you're reading those. Did you have
I'm a big fan.
Question?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Do you have a question today?
Yeah, well, my daughter goes to two schools, and one of them is a Japanese school on weekends.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I go there, I am so badly drained every time.
Oh, really?
And I don't have particularly close friends there. So
uh-huh.
maybe it's my loneliness. Yes, taking its toll. But I need to go there this weekend, too. So do you see any reasons or any energy drains around me happening?
Yeah, Hitomi, it's interesting you called because, You're like a perfect example, too, today. I was going to talk about it later in the program, but I'm going to call. I'll talk about it right now. As soon as you started talking about this, I felt the energy drain out of you, too, as soon as you started talking about the school. You know, my feeling is that what I keep seeing with you is that you're kind of like a you're like a light bulb of white light energy. You have a beautiful core of energy, of divine energy within you. And
thank you.
What it feels like to me is that you're in a very kind of loving, compassionate mother energy, giving, loving. And I feel like when you go to the school, what happens is because it's your mother energy entering in the school, because your child is there and you're in that energy, is that you're more open to, I get, you know, for lack of a better word right now, I'll just call it like psychic vampires, that sometimes people, and that's what we're going to talk about. It's interesting because sometimes people who feel a lack of that energy, of that light and that nurturing and that love, that you're in that energy and you're extending it through your heart. And what happens is that people that don't feel that within themselves and don't feel like they have access to that will pick it up and they'll sense it through someone in their environment, and they will unconsciously kind of attach their energy field to that person, meaning you right now in the school, and just kind of like draw out all of that nurturing energy, all of that love, and they'll feel better. And unfortunately, you'll feel drained. You know, one of the things that's going to be important for you to do is be mindful that when you're with your child and when you're in that kind of open-hearted mothering space, that energy, that you're going to also, like, before you go into the school, it's like, I would never recommend you shut that off because it's such a wonderful vibration and energy you're giving out. But you do have to be mindful that, like, to imagine yourself covering yourself with white light bubble, a white light energy, and only allowing yourself, like, be conscious of how you give that out and make the intent that you'll only be able to give others that energy if it's a conscious awareness on your part that you're doing it, but you're not going to allow, you're not going to be available and open for others to kind of draw that out of you without your consent. Just a simple intent like that will make a huge difference. It'll really, it's funny, but it's so easy to kind of shift out of that just by that awareness. You know, the funny thing is when you're in other environments, you're not as vulnerable. That's why it happens.
That's totally true. Yes.
Yeah, because you're in that mother energy and your heart is just so open that it kind of takes you by surprise, you know. But you do. You have a beautiful energy. And, you know, there is so much for you to give. I imagine at some point, hopefully you'll become aware, more aware of that. And, you know, like I said, consciously be able to maybe work with others in some kind of healing way to extend that, or even prayer, you know, meditation and prayer really works. All right, my dears.
Well, thank you so much, Sherry.
Yeah, I really appreciate your calling. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, see, that's just how life is, isn't it? As soon as I need an example, it was just perfect because she really – Hitomi really has that love energy. And that's what we're going to talk about right now is that, you know, a lot of times when we kind of fall in love or we're in a relationship or even in family members, with family members, we, you know, we have certain strengths and we have certain weaknesses. We have things we've come to learn. We have things we've come to share. And that's where we tend to get into trouble, is because when we have a sense of having a deficit or a lack or a need, a lot of times we'll be attracted to someone who has those traits. You know, if we feel like, and this happens a lot in relationships, like in when we fall in love, a lot of times it's our energy connection that's really reaching out and kind of like sensing the energy of somebody else as fulfilling a need they have. I'll give you common examples that everybody has probably bumped into. We'll say somebody who has in life had a sense that they're not very good at making money, that they're not good with finances, that they're very spiritual, and that part of life has been a struggle. Many times they'll be attracted to someone who has had more success in that, who's mastered that, because they feel unconsciously that that will make up and help them to kind of like fill in that unknown, that lesson they need. Similarly, sometimes people who have focused on the material world and been able to kind of advance in their career and do very well will feel a lack in their spiritual energy, or they'll feel like they're not centered, they're not open-hearted, and often they'll be attracted to someone who may be a little bit more nurturing, open-hearted, more spiritually evolved. And when people will say that, and there's lots of examples of this, I'll give you a couple other that are common. Someone who has had a lot of loss in their childhood, a lot of pain, and hasn't really gone through the healing process yet, hasn't looked at that and really kind of worked with that energy. Oftentimes they'll reach out to someone who they feel can make up for those deficits. And similarly, someone who maybe has done healing work on themselves, has come to a great place in their life, will kind of bump into someone who needs help. They'll need healing. They'll need something that you feel you can give. And a lot of times healers and people who have more to give will be attracted to someone who needs it because it feels so good to give it. And while these kinds of patterns are common, they tend not to work long term, and they tend not to work for, you know, some kind of obvious reasons. You know, one reason simply being that you know, we are here in life to evolve, to grow, to change. And when we attach and connect with someone through a deficit or through a strength, even, and it's their lack and our strength, we set in motion an energetic pattern that keeps us from evolving and growing, because that person needs either what we have to give or we need something from that other person. And so instead of evolving and learning our lessons and coming into our wholeness, we're kind of, you know, kind of drawing that energy out of someone else. And so we become real attached to that connection. We become real firm in our sense that, you know, I have got to hold on to that person, because without that energy, it's hard for us to imagine what that will be like, because we won't feel whole anymore. We'll feel that deficit and we'll feel that lack. And even for somebody who is who's giving a lot of love to someone and helping them tremendously, it can actually feel really kind of, I don't know the right word here, but it can feel unsettling maybe to not be able to give, to not be able to share, and to see that person that they haven't really ultimately help them, that if you stop giving that person that energy, then they don't do as well. They become depressed, or you know, they're not able to pay their bills and things like that. So withdrawing energy and kind of coming into our wholeness can feel like we're letting others down. And I'm sure everybody has felt that way, where sometimes you feel it's a choice between you know, kind of taking care of yourself or taking care of someone else. If you ever have that feeling, or if you feel stuck, you probably are. And the reason is that there's an energy connector that's going between you and that other person. And even though you can't see it, and even though you may not be able to tangibly feel it, it's there, and it's keeping the relationship and the energy from moving forward. When we come back, we're going to do an exercise. Hopefully we'll have time. You don't have to have like paper and pencil for this exercise, but it really helps. So if you want to get that while we're on break, feel free to do that. Again, Sherry Dillard, Intuit University, taking calls at 800-930-2819, and we'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello, this is Sherry Dillard. You're listening to Intuit University. Compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom. And we're talking about energy, we're talking about relationships, and we're going to get right back into that. I do want to mention my website, www.sherrydillard.com. Please feel free to go to my website, sign up for my newsletter. My email address, if you want to email me, is sgd7777@yahoo.com. We're just talking before the break about relationships and about kind of the connections we make with others that keep us stuck. I do want to mention that in order to kind of unstick a relationship, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to end. It's actually an opportunity. It's an opportunity to move from kind of personality-based relative love to absolute love. The difference being that relative love, personality-based love, is kind of, it's conditional. It's based on our needs. It's based on our wounds and our kind of sense of ourself in our physical lives as sometimes needing something from somebody. Absolute love is a very different kind of love. It's the love that's kind of from the heart, from the soul. And when we're in a relationship, and the optimum, what we're all working toward, is to be in a relationship where the glue is absolute love and not relative love. Absolute love is not binding. You're not going to get stuck. In fact, if you're in a relationship with absolute love, it will be a growing, and we all have a little of both. You know, we're never going to escape some, as long as we're here in the human world, of the relative love. But the key is to be aware of absolute love and keep working with that love, because that love is forgiving, compassionate, and selfless. It kind of puts aside our own personality needs and allows us to be a channel of love in a very freeing way for our partner and for ourselves. And it helps us to come into our own wholeness as we do this. And again, you know, we're all going to have some of both, because relationships are about the journey from absolute love, from relative love to absolute love. So let's talk a little bit. I'm so determined today to get this exercise in, because during these shows, I always say I'm going to do it, and then time runs out and we never really get to the exercise. So I'm going to jump into the exercise. All right. All right. Now, if you have something to write with, that's great. If you don't, we can still do this, though. Okay, are you ready? This is going to be a visualization, which simply means you're just going to kind of relax, listen to my voice, and kind of just kind of go along with what I say and just become aware of whatever comes to you and go with it. Whatever your first impression is, just go with it. And by the way, if you don't are not able to kind of do the exercise as I go through it today, keep in mind that you can hear this again and again and again and again on iTunes and through the website. It'll be posted, Transformation Talk Radio. All right, you ready? I want you to think of somebody who you either are in a current relationship with, or maybe someone from the past that you're kind of feeling stuck with, or you're feeling a lack of forgiveness, or it just seems difficult and you don't know why. Just think of that person, put them in your mind, and as you do that, I want you to just kind of gently close your eyes, take a nice long deep breath, send the breath through the body, just loosening and relaxing any stress, any tension, anywhere in the body, and just kind of getting into a calm inner place of peace, centeredness. Just breathing and relaxing. And as you do this, I want you to just create in your mind an image. You can use your imagination. In fact, I encourage you, use your imagination and imagine an image of the person that you're choosing to do this exercise with. Imagine that him or her is just kind of standing in front of you against a blank background. Notice as many details as you can about him or her. You might, for instance, want to just take note of their clothing, their general demeanor. Notice their facial expression. Just get a sense of how they look to you. And imagine now you're standing about an arm's length away from them. And just get a sense of how that feels. Imagine if they're smiling, or maybe not. Just get a sense of the feeling of that. Now, at this point, you can go ahead and you can draw your initial impressions, or you can just kind of keep your eyes closed and just imagine what it feels like to just stand about an arm's length away from this person. You might want to put a name to the feeling, even if you're not sure. Now, make sure your eyes are closed on this. I want you to start at the top of your head. Imagine your consciousness, your awareness. It's at the top of your head. And I want you to move your awareness down the top of the head and scan your body. Just imagine you're scanning your body. And as you move down your body, starting at the top of your head, imagine that there are invisible connectors that run from a part of your body to a part of the other person's body. And just take note of what parts are connected. And there may be more than one. Probably, most likely, there's going to be more than one connector. And again, you're scanning your body, and just get a sense or feel of any connectors from part of your body that goes to the body of the person you're doing this exercise with. I'm going to go through this a little fast, simply so we'll have enough time. But again, you could go back through this at another time. I want you to pick the connector, that part of your body that feels a connector to part of your person's body. Just pick the one that feels the strongest, the one that feels like it has the strongest energy to it. Now, using your imagination again, I want you to just imagine what that connector feels like it could be made of. It could feel like a strong steel rod, maybe a vibration of light, a rope, maybe part of your own body like a fleshy appendage. Just imagine what that connector is made of. And imagine, feel, does there seem to be energy flowing through this connector? And if so, what direction is it flowing? Is it going from you to your partner? Or is your partner's energy feel like it's going from them to you? Just tune in and get a sense of the energy flow between the strongest connector between you and your partner. What part of your body is connected to what part of your partner's body? And what does that connector feel like? Now you have the opportunity to release this connector. You could ask right now for an angel of yours, somebody from the light, a divine being, to help you to do this. You can ask for divine guidance and intervention. And you can go through whatever process you need to go through with this angel or with yourself to just release this connector. I've had people sometimes that they kind of have to saw it, or they have to ask an angel to help them with it. Don't judge or feel anything in terms of what this may or may not just be. Just imagine that you can connect it right now, that you can let it go. Sometimes when people do this, a lot of feeling comes up. They may feel feelings of fear or anger or sadness or a loss of energy. But just imagine right now that this strongest connection between you and this partner, right now you can just let it go. You can ask from divine help to let it go. Now, once you've disconnected, take the connector. Imagine that you're attaching it to the highest source of love, the highest source of absolute love, and imagine and allow this love to flow through you, especially into the place, the area where the connector was attached. And as you allow this highest form of love to flow through you, imagine it's also flowing to your partner. So no longer is this connector connected to one another. It's now connected to absolute love. And love is flowing in and healing and replacing this connector with forgiveness and compassion. Imagine all that love flowing through you, your partner, no longer connected or attached to one another. In its place, you're flowing with absolute love. We're going to have to take a break, and we will be right back to finish this meditation.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 100 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to Sherry Dillard at Intuit University. It's a beautiful day out, and I hope you're all having a great day. We just did a real quick version of this exercise for moving out of a relationship stagnation and into joy. Hopefully, you got a kind of a rough idea of what this exercise is like. You can do it again. Like I said, it's going to be on iTunes and on the Transformation Talk Radio website. But it's also in my book, Love and Intuition. Llewellyn Worldwide is the publisher. You can get it on Amazon.com or bookstores, other websites. It includes this exercise, and it includes a lot of things I wasn't able to share today about our relationship energy with others and how to kind of move it forward, how to create more joy in current relationships. And what's interesting is, you know, these things seem so like, are you really sure this is going to work? It doesn't necessarily feel like this sometimes can have an effect. But, you know, I've done this exercise many, many times with clients, and it's kind of amazing how when you have that intent, when you go through the process of it, how things really shift and change, and they really do. The person you did this exercise with will always at some level feel a shift also. And it's an opportunity at this time when you kind of break those personality connectors that we have with others, it's an opportunity to become whole, to come into that absolute love vibration and to work from wholeness with another person as opposed to kind of binding and tying one another in with our kind of stagnant needs and expectations. So feel free, if you'd like, I'd love it for you to pick up this book. There's lots of other exercises too for healing yourself, healing a relationship, using your intuition to do it. I do have, someone did email me a question during the break. So let me just address this question. This is for Karen Lee. Her question is, can you tell me if my husband, Young Kwan Lee, and I have had past lives together, and one might be? Okay, well, let me look at that real quick. Young Kwan Lee. And by the way, our connector, energy connectors with others go from lifetime to lifetime. If you've ever bumped into someone, and I'm sure you have because we all do it, every one of us do it, into a relationship that just we're so attracted, we're so much feeling like we need to be with this person, and yet in the relationship there's difficulties. We're attached, we're connected in ways that don't feel good. We don't feel like we're feeling the love we need to feel. A lot of times, I would say almost 90% of the time, those are past life energy connections that are coming back to be healed. So doing an exercise like this will actually really help you in the big picture too, in terms of being able to be free and attract a different kind of love when we can kind of heal those connections we've had with others life to life. All right, running out of time, so let me get to your question. Karen Lee and Young Kwan Lee, let me see past lives. All right, well, the life I come into pretty quick for the both of you is, all right, well, I see you as farmers. I'm feeling like, let's see what the relationship was like. You were working together on a pretty heavy-duty farm. I keep seeing kind of like the big oxen and, you know, really having to plow, make things work. I feel like the two of you, let's see your relationship. Yes, you were in a relationship, a love relationship in that life. I feel like it was a lot of work. I feel like it was a lot of physical work. And you really, the relationship was primarily about survival, and it was about feeding children. You had an abundance of children, and, well, I say an abundance, but, you know, I don't mean 20. I mean, you know, but you had enough children that it was a concern, and it wasn't an easy environment you were in either. It was pretty much a struggle, just kind of, you know, I feel like there was a place of a lot of drought. It may have actually been, well, let me just stick with the energy between the two of you. All right, so this is the lesson of that life I get for the two of you. Don't make this life about work. I feel like obviously we all have to work and we all have to, you know, take care of ourselves in that real material way. But in this lifetime, try to keep it light. Try to invest more in going places, having fun, lightening things up, because I feel like you came together in this lifetime to get kind of that like really juicy good stuff that you couldn't have in that last life. I feel like I think it was your husband in that life, which is odd because a lot of times we don't incarnate in those same patterns, but he died relatively young, not real young, but young enough that I feel like he always worked hard, and then I feel kind of worked himself to death, basically. And so it's real important in this life to focus on other energy between the two of you. And if you do that, things are going to like really be good, because you have a lot of good karma in that way. All right, your second part of the question, will you be expecting another child this year? Let's see, this is 2013-14. You know, it's quite possible you will, more towards, I want to say, into 2000, probably a year from now. But it's funny, the question, because I feel like, while it's real important for you to have a family, the relationship between the two of you has to take a lot of priority and not over focus on having a lot of children, because that lifetime you did, and not because, yeah, I mean, it was just, you know, the times and that's what people did, but I would say keep it small and keep it, you know, in a way that it's not going to kind of be putting you all in both in situations that is going to drain you in other ways. All right, we're almost out of time. I had a great time with you all today. Like I said, energy connections between others are obviously quite important as our verbal communication with others. And you can always, always heal relationships. That's the wonderful thing is, you know, sometimes we want people to change so much and they really won't change. They can't change. They don't know how to change. But we can shift ourselves, and shifting ourselves makes a tremendous, tremendous shift in the relationship. It's kind of hard to detach from the difficulty of a relationship and want to be in that loving place and feel, you know, so many times we want the other person to do it, and it can feel like we're detaching from the relationship when we focus on ourselves. But I encourage you to do that, because the more love that you're able to kind of really channel into your own heart, the more your partner will receive, even if it's not conscious on your part or their part. Again, Sherry Dillard, please check out my book, Love and Intuition. It's all full of this kind of information. My website, www.sherrydillard.com. My email address, I do private sessions, is sgd7777@yahoo.com. I do love doing readings, so if you're thinking that way, please feel free to give me an email. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, Compassionate Guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.